I know my next guest best as the director of the El Paso Wind Symphony. They perform all over the community, including the July 4th performance out at the Chamisal, and lots of cool, fun performances in town. But for today, Ron Hufstader, Dr. Ron Hufstader, is here as director of bands at UTEP to tell us about a very special invitation.
It is a very special invitation. The Texas Music Educators Association has a convention once a year. It is probably the largest music convention in the United States. There's over 20,000 people that attend that convention. Yeah, it's huge. They always invite three or four college bands to perform at the convention. And to get an invitation, you have to submit a CD. It's judged by a panel, and then they pick the three or four college bands that they are inviting to attend. You can only try to get an invitation once every 4 years. You can't go back any more often than that. Well, 4 years ago, we were invited, and now we have another invitation. This was the first year we were eligible to go back, and they have selected us as one of the college groups that will perform.
Well, so, you're just relentless.
Yes.
First, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean,
this
is one of those things that it's an industry star kind of thing.
Yes.
If you're not into college level or university level performance, you don't know what this means, the status of this event.
It's really huge.
And prior to the 4 years ago and this year, were there other times that UTEP has been invited?
Yes, this will be the fourth time
we
performed. There was kind of a gap in between the last one and the one before that. But yes, this will be the fourth time. And just to show you, one of the other college bands that's performing this year is UT Austin. I mean, you're in good company.
Yes, yes. We're lucky here in that we will get to hear a sampling of what you'll be performing for the Texas Music Educators Association convention. That'll be in San Antonio on February 13th, but we'll get to hear you here when?
Yes, Monday night. We are going to do a little mini tour on the way to TMEA. We're going to play here Monday night, 7:30 in the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall, and we will do that exact program that we're going to do for TMEA.
Lovely.
Then the next day, we will go to San Angelo. We have a former student who's the assistant band director at the high school at San Angelo, so we're going to play a concert there. Then on Wednesday, we actually go to UT Austin and share a concert with them.
Show them how it's done.
Yes, right. We did the same thing 4 years ago, and it was great. I mean, they're so nice to us, and you know, it's wonderful to share a concert with them. They're such an outstanding ensemble.
What is the makeup of the UTEP Symphonic Winds? The number of musicians and
it's a concert band, so it's brass, woodwinds, percussion. We have 64 people in the group. It's by audition, and the number in the group changes from year to year depending on who we want to take into the group and who we don't think is quite ready yet. So
it really is depending on the quality of performance of the artist.
Yes, yes. Right. And there's a certain level there that must be reached.
Is there anything higher than the Symphonic Winds? This is it.
It's
pinnacle
the top
of
group.
And now, obviously, also a pinnacle within the state, considering that you're getting these. Yeah.
Yes.
Who are the other besides
UT
El Paso,
Austin,
UT?
Stephen F. Austin, and TCU.
Wow, you're in the ethers there.
Yeah, it really is.
And how do you select the program?
Usually for TMEA, you're trying to premiere some works or do some works that people don't know. For the last 7 years, we've been doing a CD project with Mark Recordings out of New York. And we pick a composer. That composer comes to campus for a week. We work their music, we do a concert, and then we do 3 days of recording sessions and put together a CD. So what we're going to do for this concert at TMEA is play selections from 7 of the past CDs that we've done. And that's going to be the concert.
Now, the fact that you have already recorded these pieces, does that give you an advantage?
In a way, it does, but you have to remember the membership of this group changes every year. So some of the pieces, or most of the pieces we're playing, a lot of the members did not play. They weren't in the group when we did those.
Do all of the bands that typically make it through to the end here, do they all have recorded music? Is that typical?
No. What you have to do, what you submit is recordings of live concerts that you've given that year.
Okay.
It can't be a
studio
CD.
Project.
No, it has to be live performances.
But it is unusual for the groups that are invited to perform to have studio recordings, or not necessarily?
Somebody like UT Austin will have some.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anybody that's doing a project like we're doing where it's a composer every year that's highlighted.
I mean, that sounds really kind of cutting edge and creative way to develop a new product.
It's a wonderful experience for everybody. I mean, the students get to spend time with a composer, mm-hmm. a real live composer.
Yes.
The composer gets their music recorded and out on a CD. It's an educational project that is good for Mark Records, so mm-hmm. it's a win for everybody.
What are some of the success stories you've seen come out of the symphonic wins and this type of recognition?
In terms of the composers, we've done, you know, some of the composers like David Holsinger, Frank DeKelly, are very, very popular composers.
Mm-hmm.
A few others we've done, like at that time, Roger Cicci, and at that time, Andrew Boysen, were not as well known, and now they're climbing and getting more and more well known, more and more established. Julie Giroux, the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the students, you know, they get to put on their resume if they're applying to graduate school, they're applying for jobs. I've been on 4 professional recordings.
Yes.
been on, you know, it's again, it's advantageous for everybody.
Yeah, well, those studio musician experiences are really important. And
tremendous.
God, you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank
this is
you.
Exciting. It's just,
Thank
I
you.
Love having you in because I lose track of how much you're keeping up with, and this is your day gig here at UTEP.
That's right.
So
That's
very
right.
nice.
It's
very
what puts
nice.
Food on the table.
Absolutely. My guest today is Dr. Ron Hufstader, always a fun guy to have in the studio. He is the director of bands at UTEP, and the UTEP Symphonic Winds have been invited to perform for the Texas Music Educators Association convention that'll take place in San Antonio on February the 13th. We have the pleasure of a preview concert here on Monday. That's at 7:30 p.m. at the Fox Fine Arts Center. Tickets are a whopping $5 at the most, or $3.50, I would guess, with various discounts. It's a don't-miss opportunity to hear our wonderful local talent. And you can get information through the UTEP Music Department website for more details. Thank you so much for coming in, and
Thank
congratulations.
You. Thanks very much.